This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was interviewed today by a UN investigator looking into the murder of a former Lebanese prime minister. An interim report to the Security Council last year said there was some evidence of Syrian involvement in the killing of Rafiq al-Hariri. Damascus denied the charge, which led to strong international pressure on the Syrian government. Now Syria doesn't seem very concerned that the UN investigation could threaten the regime, as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Syria is sensitive about the notion of its head of state being seen to sit for questions in a murder investigation. And the visit of Belgian prosecutor Serge Brammertz was billed as a reception and held under heavy security and near complete secrecy. A Syrian official familiar with the visit said Brammertz met separately with President Assad and Vice President Farouk al-Shara, who was foreign minister at the time of Hariri's killing. The official said Assad denied Syrian involvement in the assassination, and the president denied personally threatening Hariri at a meeting in August of 2004, as alleged by several Lebanese opposition leaders. Assad also said in case any Syrians are implicated, they should be tried in Syria. The furious reaction to Hariri's killing forced Syria to abandon its military presence in Lebanon last year after nearly three decades. But many Lebanese say Syria maintains a powerful influence there, beginning with the pro-Syrian president, Emil Lahoud. Last year's anxiety in Damascus, however, that the UN probe could threaten the government has quieted. Pro-regime analyst Samir Al-Taki says from the government's point of view, the situation changed dramatically when the original investigator, Detlev Melis, was replaced by Brammertz, who took a more low-profile and, to Damascus, more respectful approach.
He was not aiming to use the investigation as a tool to embarrass. Mr. Brammertz is more attached to the notion of state sovereignty, and he doesn't accept that the Security Council become the policeman of the world.
Syria's small circle of known opposition figures says the government clearly feels as free to flex its muscles as it ever has. Human rights lawyer Anwar El-Bouni says a wave of arrests has further stifled public debate. He calls torture a matter of routine for the security forces and says when one of his clients died in custody recently, he only found out after the body was returned to his parents. The family reported signs of torture on the body, but not recent. The parents were told their son died of a heart attack. El-Bouni says all voices that don't stick to the ruling Ba'ath Party line are being silenced.
It is a message to the international community. We are king here, so we have all the control, all the power to push, to kill. So nobody think we will move from our chair.
There are few Syrians willing to speak out against the government, and even fewer who speak as bluntly as the elderly Haitham Maleh, who's been in and out of Syrian jails since the 1950s. Maleh is considered close to underground Islamist movements that are banned from operating in the open. He says, like a number of repressive Middle East governments, the Syrian leadership wants the West to think that any attempt at regime change will lead to an Islamist takeover.
I think the regime lie in this point. It's not true. But anyway, they want to keep the power. They rule the country as a kind of mafias, not as a government. They look at Syria like a cow and they need the milk, so they do not want to leave it if there is a milk.
There will be no ceremonies in Syria tomorrow to mark the first anniversary of the Syrian troop pullout from Lebanon. Brammertz and his investigative team are due to report their findings on the Hariri killing to the Security Council in mid-June. The UN is contemplating an international tribunal to hear any charges resulting from the investigation. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Damascus.